Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast featuring handicap picks by Mike from MHJ Picks, recaps of selected races, and thoughts on the news in the world of thoroughbred horse racing. Say thanks to everyone who has been listening in to the podcast. Hope you're getting some good information, helping you decide and pick out some winners. We've had some decent ones on the track. It's been a little tough at Pimlico the last 2 days with the off track and very speed favoring. So it kind of makes me wonder, is that going to hold up, or is this going to be like the last day at the U.S. Open where they change the pins around and try to make it a little more difficult? Or is it going to keep up with the speed? It will be an interesting Preakness day. So I wanted to just make a quick podcast to go over each of the 12 stakes races. Actually, each of the 11 stakes races. Not going to do the Arabian. Just give you the top three for each. My full picks are going to be online. www.mhjpicks.com. You can link it at mhjpicks.com. On Twitter, and just going to give you the top three and hope to find you some winners. So looking at race one, the Salima Stakes, the top choice here for me is number four, Domain Expertise, Chad Brown with Victor Carrasco riding. This horse should improve here. Second start, had a nice run the first time, just missed against a solid group of competitors. Second choice here is number three, Invincible Gal for Grand Motion. Won the maiden race and finished second in a stakes race over at Monmouth while stretching out, so definitely still has a chance to improve again here. Number one, Fluffy Socks, another Chad Brown horse, will be my third selection here, coming off a race at Kentucky Downs where she actually broke her maiden. So those races have been coming back pretty strong so far from what I've seen. So I think that will keep going. Looking at race two, which is a Gallarette, a grade three. Top choice here for me is Juliet Foxtrot. Hasn't won here since 2019. Still is a high quality horse. Definitely one to consider as a strong candidate here. I worry that there are no wins, but this horse has been competing grade one, grade two, grade three only this year. Through three races, does have a third place finish and is still running well against some of the top horses in training. Second choice will be number six, Storm the Hill for Mike Maker, Horacio Caramanos on the mount. You know the story with Maker on turf. This one is off the claim and is going to stretch him back out. This horse is used to running in graded company. Another one who hasn't had a win this year, I think, is primed for a nice effort. Third choice, I went back and forth here on the third choice between two horses. Number four, No Mo Lady, and number three, She's on the Warpath. I think they're both solid third choice type horses. Went with the edge to Michael Trombetta on the four horse No Mo Lady, who is coming in off a couple of stakes, second place finishes. Stepping up in class here, maybe a little too much, but definitely one to consider, especially underneath. Race three, the Skip At, I'm not sure how you say that. My top selection here is going to be Never Enough Time, another Michael Trombetta. Javier Pimentel on the mount. This horse is coming off of a victory in a non-graded stakes. This is also a non-graded stakes race here, so same class level. Beat a couple of these in that race. I think is ready to fire a good one. Number one, Shalone, who scratched from a race on the Friday card, is going to run here. This horse has a lot of back class, is still tip-top form, especially at this level. Just ran second to my first choice in their last encounter. could turn the tables here today. Third choice is going to be number 5, Bye Bye Jay. Steve Asmussen with Joe Bravo riding. Joe Bravo, I heard an interview he did, and just feels good about all of his mounts. He seemed very excited, very happy to be able to still be riding in events like this, and you know, just hearing his enthusiasm for his mounts gave it a little extra push. But this is a solid horse. Didn't run well in the graded 2 effort last out, but still quality animal with a good shot today. Looking at race 4, the Hilltop. It is a non-graded $100,000 stakes. This race here is, I think, a pretty open one. My first choice is number 7, Vigilante's Way. This horse is coming off a 5-length, or actually a 10-length victory. Before that was a 5-length victory. Before that, faced some tougher competition and couldn't get it done. Horses like Tonalist Shape, Dream Marie. So this horse is really coming into her own. Adam McDalia, De Oro, Shug McGahee's the trainer. Looks like a good play here. Second choice will be number 8. You like this. I just figured that out as I was going. It's you like this. Or why like this. Who knows? Interesting name, interesting horse. This horse has won 2 in a row for Kelly Rubley, coming off of a little bit of a layoff, but again has won 2 in a row, is stepping up into from allowance to stakes company. It's an interesting play, Torpedo on the morning line at 12-1. Another Torpedo play here is the 4-horse number 3, Caravelle. Elizabeth Merriman is the trainer, Paco Lopez the rider. This horse has won 3 and raced 3 times. Stepping up in class level, coming from Penn and Presque Isle. So it will be nice to see if that upward trend can continue here for the number 3, Caravelle. Race 5, we've got the Miss Preakness. It is a grade 3. My top choice here is a speedball named Monday Call. Last out, ran in the 8 bells, Derby Day. Perhaps it was the day before Derby Day, actually. Got caught up in a speed duel and was caught. I don't see any other speed that can really push as hard as they did that last time, and I think Giroux is great on the front end. I really liked this horse in this spot. Number 2, Wicked Whisper, is one that is basically had nothing but graded tries in the last 4 efforts. Was second place in a grade 3 last time out. Does have a grade 1 victory in the Frisette back in 2019 at Belmont. So this horse can run. May put that effort in today. Number 4, Sound Machine, is my third choice for Safi Joseph. This horse is coming in off the Prioress. Ran a 5th place. Tough race there. Has some talent, does have a non-graded stakes win at an Into Mischief. Good looking horse, I think has a shot here, underneath especially. Moving on to race 6, which is the Dinner Party. This race, you've got a couple of, I think, standout horses that are both speed horses. Again, track has been very speed favoring. Don't know about the turf because there hasn't really been much turf the last couple of days. But number 7, Factor This, is a speed demon up front. As, let's see, is 3/4 of a length shy of 6 in a row. So, or going for 6 in a row. Sean Bridgemahan does not have the mount. It'll be Laurent Giroux for Brad Cox. I think this horse is primed for a bounce back win after losing the Digital Age and the Turf Classic on Derby Day. Number 2, Some Like It Hot Brown. Versatile horse, had a rough trip, just didn't look right in the last race, where actually was against Factor This. Ran 9th, didn't run well at all, but previous to that had a graded 2 victory. comes into this one off of a bullet workout with the aggressive Paco Lopez taking the mount here. If there's going to be a speed or a speed duel and some faltering, my third choice is number 3, Hembry. This is your classic late runner. You've seen this horse run several times. This horse has that good, strong late kick for Michael Maker. Usually can get up into the money at least. And, you know, on occasion, with the right setup, though it's been since 2019, could score a surprise victory. Definitely like that horse underneath. Looking at race number 7, the Frank J. DeFrancis Memorial Dash, 6-furlong sprint. I'm on number 5, Landeskog, for the top choice. Again, Cox and Giroux, they could be having a great day if my picks are right. Didn't really notice that before, that I had several of their horses, but that just tells you how well the connections are firing, and they've got a lot of live mounts, so could be a great day or could be a disappointing day for them. Second choice here is going to be number 1, Admiral Lynch, Michael Maker, Daniel Centeno. Centeno had a great day yesterday, or I should say Friday, coming off of a win as well at optional claiming ranks. So this horse has run in graded stakes, just missed actually, but that was back when he was on the service juice. So, you know, not to say that he hasn't improved since then, because he has, and I think could put another step forward here. So definitely a strong second choice selection. My third choice is actually number 3, Eastern Bay. So this is a horse who is 10-1 on the morning line, has won 3 of the last 4 races that he has been in, has a little bit of speed, can run either early or late. So a versatile horse, the kind of horse I like to mix in here. So number 3, Eastern Bay, is the third choice. Looking at race 8, the Laurel Futurity. This is another that looks fairly wide open. My top choice is going to be number 1, Pivotal Mission, for Graham Motion. This horse has improved speed each race, but is still a maiden. So important to consider that. Does have a 3rd and a 2nd place finish. So it's close to not being a maiden, but is still a maiden, and does have an opportunity, I think, to improve again here. Even without much of an improve, may be good enough with this field. Number 6, Arrest Me Red, is my second choice. Arnaud Delcour ran a 60 buyer in opening 4-length victory. Was listed as a driving finish, and now we'll be stretching out Pioneer of the Nile. Won't be any issues stretching out here for the 6 horse. My third choice is number 8, Hidden Enemy, Steve Asmussen with Joe Bravo. Also a maiden, but again, this horse has improved each time that he has raced. He may be sitting on a nice one, and right now is at 4-1. Could even be a little bit more overlooked, just depending on how the day is playing out for Asmussen and Bravo. Race 9, the James Murphy $100,000 non-graded event. My top choice here in a big open field, actually. I think this is another one of those open races. I do like number 9, Monday Morning Quarterback, for Robert Reed and Victor Carrasco. Robert Reed is not a huge player on the stakes scene. It's 14% though, with a $3.84 ROI. So does have the ability to have a horse pop every now and then. So this horse has only raced against, you know, New York Traffic, Max Player, Happy Saver, you know, so some pretty good horses he's run against. So this is a level, I think, that really matches this horse's ability. Right now listed at 8-1. Good luck getting that, but I think this is a live horse. Number 7, Vanzi, for Michael Pino and Paco Lopez, is my second choice. Just going to erase that Saranac rough race, but previous to that had been running well, so I think primed for an improvement. Number 10, Don Juan Kitten, is a front-running type with Gabriel Saez for Danny Gargan. This horse is off back-to-back Bullet Works, will be the pace, and is just going to try to go out there and wire the field. Should make for a nice race. Race number 10, I've got what I call an anchor pick here in the Black-Eyed Susan, Bonnie South number 5. There's our friends Cox and Giroux again. This horse ran second in the Alabama, fourth in the Ashland before that, and won the Fairground Oaks before that race. Just looks to be the horse in this field. I mean, not that the other horses are bad. This one just kind of stands out figure-wise, etc. But we know this game is never one that is guaranteed. I do have this as an anchor. Number 8, Hopeful Growth, is my second choice. Did not run well in the Kentucky Oaks, but won the Monmouth Oaks before that at 12-1. So, I mean, this horse can put forward a good effort, as Trevor McCarthy knows the track very well. Right now sitting at 8-1. This is a good option if you don't like to play the chalk or if you're looking for somebody to match up in the exacta. Third choice is number 3, So Darn Hot, for George Weaver Gabriel Saez on the mount. This is going to be the first stakes effort for this horse, and jumping right up into graded stakes. Tough jump, but is a quality animal, and we know the trainer can certainly make it happen. Looking at the featured event, race 11, the Preakness. Was all over this race looking at different things and trying like crazy to find a price here you can get the job done. Obviously looks like a lot of speed in this race, and if it's going to be a speed race, and I would assume that Baffert can have his horse ready. He's won several times from the Kentucky Derby to the Preakness. In fact, I think I saw a stat, he's never lost. Sometimes stats are not accurate. You know, about 87% of stats are made up on the spot. So I'm not sure if that's valid data. It's just something I heard. Nonetheless, certainly can have this horse ready after a month from the Kentucky Derby. Has back-to-back Bullet Works even after that monster performance. So will likely be the favorite. Chance he won't be, just because a lot of people are looking to fade. But, you know, this horse, lifetime, 5-for-6, has a second place finish in there, but, you know, is improving. I think Authentic has at least one more in the tank and should have a big one today. My second choice would be Art Collector. I think just going to be on that front end, too. I think they'll put away the rest of the speed and kind of be in a duel with each other. Missed the Derby off of Ellis Park Derby, and the Bluegrass is a winner of, let's see, 2, 4, 5 in a row, so going for 6 in a row. Hasn't had quite the competition that the others have had in here, but definitely one may end up being the post-time favorite just because he's taken a lot of early money, rightfully so. My third choice is actually going to be the other Baffert horse, 1,000 Words. This horse has 4 victories in 7 races, ran a really nice race in the Shared Belief, granted against the 4-horse field. Hasn't really ever had to face big fields, and the one time he did in the Oaklawn Stakes ran terrible after he stumbled at the beginning of the race. So 1,000 Words didn't get a chance to run in the Derby, has an opportunity here in the Preakness to make something happen. So I think this is a solid play. And I'll give you one more here. The 2-horse Mr. Big News after that big Derby, I think, is one you have to consider playing as well, just based off of that. But it's going to be, I think, a great Preakness, a great day of racing overall. Certainly a day you can make some money. Just be careful, because it's also a day you can lose some money. So bet wisely. You know, make sure you have fun with it. Enjoy just what should be a great day of all stakes racing at Pimlico. Thanks for checking it out. Any feedback, just hit me up at MHJPicks on Twitter, and hope you catch some winners.